The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, folks. Welcome all. Sweet to see the comments here. My name is Matthew Brent Silver, and one of the teachers at IMC, and happy to be with you. Quite happy. And don't want to feel like I'm crashing a little family party, the family 7 a.m. sit, Gil's 7 a.m. sit. But thanks for the warm welcomes, and happy to see a lot of familiar names. And so I'll follow the custom around these parts, and we will sit together for about half hour, and then I'll offer some reflections on a theme this week. And so I know Gil left off with 3 weeks on greed, hate, delusion, and freedom from non-delusion, from delusion, was the Friday talk and theme. And and this week I'll be exploring the theme of equanimity woven into really the fabric of our practice, and so much of the goodness that unfolds. And so as we sit, we'll practice the way one of my teachers put it, Shinzen Young, is we'll practice sort of the non-interference with the arising of sensory experience. Yeah, the nervous system not fighting with itself. And we can actually get a feel for that, what it is like to not be in contention with ourselves, not be in contention with experience, to give a kind of radical permission for phenomena to arise and pass, to give it our blessing. So, finding a posture that is sustainable for you. Just feeling that upright axis of the spine. And the rest of the body hanging loosely from that gently upward reaching spine. And remember this crucial aspiration of our practice. We practice for ourselves and for others. We cultivate our own heart such that we become a cause of more joy, more safety, less suffering in the world. The attitude we take, the attitude in line with this theme of equanimity, is a kind of deep nonviolence towards the whole of our experience. Wherever it feels like two solid objects colliding, the solidity of some ache, the solidity of a contracted mind, wherever it feels like a collision, we soften. Awareness like space. This means we can't get what greed wants. We can't get what hatred wants. We renounce the objects of clinging. We make peace with the imperfection, the human condition. The forces of grasping have been a source of agitation forever. Source of a kind of inner friction in our own nervous system. And so we give up the fight, at least for this moment. Relax the body, relax the mind. Even though equanimity is known for its coolness, it actually deepens the poignancy of life, makes our heart more rather than less responsive to suffering, more rather than less responsive to joy, more attuned, not less.